News Services Division of All India Radio presents Employment News.
Welcome to the program Employment News. I'm Gaurav Sharma giving you a quick update about some of the job vacancies published in Employment News edition dated 23rd to 29th September 2023, where you can apply. Today, we will be discussing vacancies in Rights Limited, National Highways Authority of India, National Institute of Technical Teachers Training and Research, Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, National Institute of Hydrology, Indian Navy, National Institute for the Empowerment of Persons with Visual Disabilities, Divyangjan, Directorate General Sahasra Seema Bal, National Disaster Management Authority, and Ministry of Education. Rights Limited. Applications are invited from dynamic, sincere, and hard-working qualified professionals on contract basis for the post of Assistant Manager, CS. For further details, interested candidates may check the detailed advertisement posted on the Rights Limited website, www.rights.com. National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, invites applications for recruitment on deputation basis for 10 posts of General Manager Technical, 20 posts of Deputy General Manager Technical, 30 posts of Manager Technical, and 2 posts of Junior Hindi Translator. The applicants are required to ensure submission of online applications as per the procedure indicated in the detailed advertisement available on the NHAI website www.nhai.gov.in by 6 p.m. on 27th October 2023. National Institute of Technical Teachers Training and Research, NITTTR Bhopal, is one of the premier institutions established by the Government of India, Ministry of Education, to meet the challenges of providing professionally trained teachers in polytechnics, other technical institutions, and engineering colleges. Online applications are invited from eligible, dedicated, and committed citizens of India for direct recruitment to fill up one post of Senior Administrative Officer, one post of Senior Accounts Officer, one post of Senior Maintenance Engineer, one post of Internal Auditor, one post of Film Editor, one post of Script Writer, one post of Sound Recordist, one post of Video Technician, and one post of Plumber. For post-specific details like selection procedure or instruction, etc., please check the Institute's website www.nitttrbpl.ac.in. Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change. Botanical Survey of India, Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change requires service of suitable officer on deputation basis to fill up one post of Senior Administrative Officer at the Botanical Survey of India, Kolkata, a subordinate office under the Ministry of Environment. Eligible candidates who are willing and can be spared immediately may send their biodata as per Annexure 1 and required documents as envisaged in Annexure 2 through proper channel within 2 months from the date of publication of the advertisement in the Employment News to the Director, Botanical Survey of India, CGO Complex, 3rd MSO Building, Block F, 5th and 6th Floor, DF Block, Sector 1, Salt Lake City, Kolkata, 700064, West Bengal. National Institute of Hydrology. Applications are invited for 9 posts of Scientist B, 4 posts of Scientist C, and 5 posts of Scientist D at the National Institute of Hydrology, Roorkee. For more details, please visit the website www.nihroorkee.gov.in. The Indian Navy invites applications for Group C non-gazetted, non-ministerial, non-industrial posts of a cameraman and a darkroom assistant. Selected candidates will have to serve in the units under the administrative control of the National Hydrographic Office at Dehradun in Uttarakhand. However, they can be posted anywhere in India in naval units or formations in case of any administrative requirements. Applications are invited from eligible candidates by registered or speed post. The applications must reach the Chief Hydrographer, National Hydrographic Office, 107A Rajpur Road, Post Box Number 75, Dehradun 248001, Uttarakhand, within 21 days from the date of publication of the advertisement in Employment News. The last date of the receipt of applications from the candidates residing in Assam, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh, Mizoram, Manipur, Nagaland, Tripura, Sikkim, Jammu and Kashmir, Lahaul and Spiti District of Himachal Pradesh, Pangi Subdivision of Chamba District of Himachal Pradesh, Lakshadweep and Andaman and Nicobar Islands will be 28 days from the date of publication of the advertisement in Employment News. National Institute for the Empowerment of Persons with Visual Disabilities, Divyangjan. Applications are invited from eligible candidates for filling up one post of Officer Superintendent Regional Center in Chennai, one post of Orientation and Mobility Instructor, one post of Braille Development Officer, and one post of Narrator Artist at the National Institute for the Empowerment of Persons with Visual Disabilities, Divyangjan, at Dehradun in Uttarakhand. Duly completed applications should reach the Director, NIEPVD 116 Rajpur Road, Dehradun 248001, Uttarakhand, on or before 21 days of publication of this advertisement in Employment News. For further details, interested candidates are advised to refer to the detailed advertisement available on the website of NIEPVD, that is www.nivh.gov.in. Directorate General Sahasra Seema Bal. Applications are invited in the prescribed pro forma from eligible candidates for filling up two Group B non-gazetted, non-ministerial, combatized posts of one Inspector Veterinary and one Senior Inspector Veterinary and one post of Inspector Junior Hindi Translator in Sahasra Seema Bal on deputation or re-employment basis. Willing and eligible candidates can forward their applications in the prescribed format on the address mentioned in the advertisement within 60 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. The advertisement is also available on the SSB websites www.ssbrect.gov.in and www.ssb.gov.in. National Disaster Management Authority. NDMA invites applications from Indian nationals having requisite qualification and experience for the position of a disaster database senior consultant on contractual basis. The detailed terms and conditions and eligibility criteria, educational qualifications, age, experience, etc. for the engagement of the position are indicated in the terms of reference, TOR, and can be seen on the NDMA website at ndma.gov.in. Interested individuals may send their bio data in the prescribed pro forma available on the NDMA website, along with statement of purpose, SOP, in maximum 250 words, a recent passport photograph, and copies of certificates establishing their educational qualification and experience to Shri Abhishek Biswas, Undersecretary Administration, National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA Bhavan, A1 Safdarjung Enclave, New Delhi 110029, within 20 days from the date of publication of the advertisement in the Employment News. Ministry of Education. Applications are invited from eligible persons for the post of a secretary at the National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, for a period of 2 years. Applications duly prepared in the pro forma and printed on A4 size paper should reach Srimati Anu Jain, Joint Director, Ministry of Education, Department of School Education and Literacy, Room Number 100D, Shastri Bhavan, New Delhi 110001, through proper channel within 30 days from the date of publication of the advertisement in the Employment News. Information about these vacancies has been published in Employment News. There are more vacancies in the journal. Should you wish to read about these employment opportunities in greater detail and more, you may refer to the job journal titled Employment News for information in English and Rozgar Samachar for information in Hindi and Urdu. It is published by the Publications Division, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, and made available every Saturday.
You were listening to Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a website, newsonair.com. You may email opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com with Employment News as subject.